As Marcia continues his speech, this week moves towards another issue which has become so central in Judaism, and that is the chosen place, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place which God has chosen. And we know there's a concept of the Jewish people being a chosen people, and the land of Israel being a chosen land. But within the land of Israel, there's going to be one particular place, and that's going to be the place where the Jews will be called on to serve God. Eventually, we'll find out that place is Jerusalem. Jerusalem, of course, has a history. We're told that this is the place, Har HaMoriah, that Avram was called upon to be prepared to offer her son Yitzchak as an offering. This is the place that the Jews will serve God. In reality, it took a long time for us to find that place, to build that place. One of the issues in Jewish history, which is so interesting and so challenging, is that it didn't indeed take them so long. It's one of the suspicions that we've had is that Moshe led them in, they would have built that place right away. As it was, it took them hundreds of years, but eventually Jerusalem was built. When we read this parsha carefully, we realize that in actuality, there's a contrast which is set up. The contrast is between the chosen place and between idolatry. Now, it's not just a question of monotheism versus polytheism or paganism. There's another issue which is used in this week's parsha and many times in Tanakh to describe the acts of paganism. It's described as under every leafy tree, on every hill, every mountain, which means there's a certain element of idolatry which involved immediate gratification. A person needed to serve their particular god or gods at that particular moment, therefore under every leafy tree, on every single mountain. On the other hand, we're told in Psalms, Yushalayim Harim Savivla, Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains. To get to Jerusalem, in terms of its topography, one needs to climb a mountain. And this is not just a question of practicality how you get there. There's a very loud statement being made. Spiritual accomplishments take work. It took hundreds of years to build Jerusalem. It took hundreds of years to build the temple. It took time to get there. It took time to climb those mountains. Real spiritual accomplishments take time, take work, take effort. The false type of experiences which are available by every single leafy tree, by every single mountain, they're not the type which help us grow, and they're not the type which are transformative. Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains. God should give us the strength to climb those mountains.